Is it possible for you not to think? Huh? A very simple question. In fact, I asked many people before. They just shake their head and say, impossible. I cannot stop my thought. I cannot stop thinking. I say, you can. You have the wisdom, the awareness, and the understanding. Thinking is optional. Thinking is not something that you have to do, because what happened to normal people is they have this mental hindrance. They don't have the spiritual faculties. That's why they become heedless. They think a lot. And their thinking cannot stop because there is ignorance within the mind. So this mundane mind that doesn't understand the truth, that has ignorance, develop mental hindrance. That's how it continuously think. Everything it see, it hear, it smell, it taste, it tactile, it feel, or become conscious of. The memory come in, the conditioning come in, the mind stir. Then they get themselves entangled with every sense experience, think a lot. Even when they sleep, they can't have proper sleep. They also think a lot. That's why a lot of people find it very difficult to have good sleep, deep sleep. They finally end up having insomnia. The more they want to sleep, the more active the thought become. And when the thought is active, you cannot sleep. So here, when they say you shouldn't think, you will have problem if you don't have the meditative training and understanding. As I read on, you will understand. So the text say you shouldn't think. Then you say, why can't I memorize the Surangama Sutta? Don't think about anything. That's why I say, don't try to know. Don't do anything. Just simply recite or do. Just silent, aware. Recite until the awareness and the mantra become one. So simply recite. Reciting the Surangama Sutta is your job. Don't study the mantra with a discriminative and deliberating mind. Deliberation is what the seventh consciousness does, because this one is the one that creates the thinking. Then the discrimination is what the sixth consciousness is all about. In Mandarin, they call it Fen Bie Xing, means you create duality, you differentiate. The seventh consciousness does nothing but deliberate, means concocting, thinking, creating views, opinion, and idea, trying to be right and all this thing. And the sixth consciousness constantly discriminate. So here, discriminate means fen piercing. You create the duality. This was exactly the problem that Ananda had. Yeah, he was extremely erratic, but had not perfected his strength in the way. The Surangama Sutta say he regretted that from time without beginning, he had been preoccupied with erudition and had not yet perfected his strength in the way. You want to memorize the Surangama Sutra or mantra, you must chase away your mind of deliberation and discrimination. Don't use the conscious mind to study the Buddha Dharma, because the conscious mind is the thinking mind, the mundane mind. Use the true mind. That is what you need to use. The true mind is the silent mind, awareness within. No thought, nothing. No concept, no words. The true mind is just the wonderful Dhamma, which is beyond deliberation, thinking, or thought process.